Darling, willkommen in meinem neuen magischen Geschenkuniversum mit legendären Kleinigkeiten, Kostbarkeiten und Schätzen. Von traumhaften Überraschungen bis zu himmlischen Geschenken. Es ist für all die Stars in deinem Leben etwas dabei. Lass zu Weihnachten deine Beauty-Wünsche wahr werden mit Charlotte Tilbury.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show this morning, Andrew Santino in studio, plus adult cinemas, Today in History, and Blackbeard. It's all coming up next.
Here's a sneak peek at tonight's episode of Celebrity Virgins.
I can't believe I lost my hymen.
I'm sorry, Lolo. I know how much you cherished it. Heck, you kept yours way longer than most women do. It sure was in great condition.
That's what made it so valuable and precious. The Hyman Roth trading card from The Godfather Part 2 was the rarest one in my collection. Oh.
But look, you've still got Don Corleone, Michael, Sonny, Fredo. I mean, you've got Mo Green. That's super swell.
You're right.
Celebrity Virgins on Bob and Tom Television. It's not that sexy.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Josh, that's comedian Andrew Santino, that's comedian Mark Sweeney. Hey, Mark.
Hey.
Veteran, United States Marine Corps.
Hey, we just had our birthday, 205 years.
Yeah.
I wasn't around for the early ones, though, but I remember the last few.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Very good. Oh, that's Chick McGee across the way. Oh, I did get a little bit of an update with respect to this Pornhub press release.
Oh, yeah. Thank God.
The Pornhub apparently is doing a...
Black Friday special, ladies and gentlemen. Deal of a lifetime if you're into this. The mega popular adult video website.
Don't be judgy if
you're
into
this. That was very condescending to
the Pornhub. No, I was just saying.
Is Black Friday the category, or is that the whole that's the deal?
They announced a $299 lifetime membership to the Pornhub premium subscription service. They say it's a deal that will make a long, hard journey of life a little more bearable.
Oh. And again, the premium service involves just HD. Is that the...
Some original content and higher quality video, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, because it's normally free. I don't know why you'd pay for porn. It's free. It's really, the kids today have no idea what they've got it with their ease of access. I mean, back in the 70s, you had to go to a theater in a bad neighborhood where you can get shanked on the way out.
That's true.
But you went because you could watch ugly people.
You actually went to a porno theater?
Oh, yeah. Back in the 70s, that was the only way to do it.
Hmm.
As a matter of fact, I had my first DUI. I can't leave it out of
my... Oh, your first?
Oh, yeah. Well, I shouldn't open up that can of worms.
No.
Yeah.
Not the first.
No. Yeah.
I would never set foot in a porno theater. And I lived in New York City for years, and I would never go into one of those.
You know, you don't touch a lot of stuff.
Sure.
It wasn't weird. Like it wasn't Pee Wee Herman-ish type stuff.
But you walk in, you got to... have social intercourse with a human being selling you the ticket. Yeah. Hi, guess what I'm here for?
Well, it was the midnight show. It was actually down at Lake of the Ozarks. It was an old little beat up theater. But they used to have one in
St. Louis.
Did
you look at your fellow travelers and...
They had an adult cinema at Lake of the Ozarks?
Well, Tom is so creeped out by all of this.
This was like, God, I don't...
Stop porn shaming, Tom.
Yeah.
You stop
Not all of us have women in our lives, Tom.
Mark, did they serve concessions?
Oh, yeah. They're popcorn and soda. Oh, it's like a movie theater.
You're out of napkins again.
Yeah.
Did you stay for the whole movie?
Boy, you know what? I don't remember.
Does anybody watch the whole movie?
No. Well, you know, it's not like you're doing anything. So, yeah. I will say this.
Mark Sweeney, you are indeed correct that... today's kids have no idea how good they've got it. I mean, I can remember back in the day, you know, your friend Bobby would have a treehouse, and he would have grabbed a few of his dad's Playboys.
Right.
They always seem to find out in the woods. Remember that? We found that out one morning.
And then later on, you see how simple and basic Playboy really was. Because all they had back then was like Penthouse, and Playboy. But Penthouse was the darker
side. I think we all understand that there is a visual component to human sexuality.
Particularly with males.
Especially for men. Yeah, men, it's all visual.
Yeah, that's true.
There's make anything sound so boring and clinical, can't you?
Well, Christy,
that wasn't me.
Has there ever been a successful magazine that features graphic illustrations or photographs of the male anatomy? Hey.
What do you mean, like Playgirl?
Playgirl.
That did not.
That was mostly.
Successful.
Well, that lasted like 8 months.
It's still around.
Oh, that's for gay men, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
That's for gay men.
Hey, yeah. And men who want to sculpt their body and have goals, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I see. I got some weight training stuff in those, you know, little helpers.
It's not just porn that kids have it easier with now. It's
Playgirl is still out there. It was first published in 1973.
I think we've established the fact that it's for gay men. Back to you, Josh.
Yeah, no, you have it easy. They have it great now with Instagram and Facebook where they can see sexy pictures of Halloween costumes and beach vacation. Anybody else remember when you used to have to wait for the yearbook to come out to masturbate to pictures of your classmates? Just some tiny black and white square.
Josh, I got a super creepy story for you. Okay. Every word of this is true. Every word of this is true, and all I can say is this took place in Hudson, Ohio. I knew this woman, just a friend. I knew this woman that had an experience in which she came back to her apartment.
Oh, yeah.
And all of her panties had been stolen. Except for one pair that was in the middle of the bed, and shall we say they were soiled.
I'll just leave it. Oh boy.
So several years later, the police track her down and they go, we solved the crime.
Because by the way, police track her down for this crime?
Nothing was stolen.
You won't get this kind of police work now, I don't think.
Well, nothing had been stolen except the panties. All the panties were gone except the one pair. You follow me?
Yeah, that had been.
It turned out it was a serial panty thief from her high school class that had been methodically going through the yearbook.
Oh.
And they finally, after years later, they put it together and they caught the guy.
So he had multiple classmates' underwear.
Yes. So he had been going through the tracking down these women. What, you know? Hey, are you going to be at the reunion? Let me get your address.
Wow, you got to want it, don't you?
That's the whole point of that story.
Quite driven, to be honest with you.
Yes. Especially you can just go buy all the panties you want anywhere.
Yeah. Well.
Apparently, you're not clear on how the fantasy world works.
Yeah. I'm not an active fantasy kind of dude. You know, I keep my things to myself. What I'm saying, Christy. You know what I'm saying.
And yet you went to a porno theater.
I was like 18.
Wow.
17.
I would imagine.
Did you go with a buddy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did.
Do you sit?
Boy, how many seats? That's a buddy.
How many seats apart do you get before you get Gallagher?
We were like, oh, dude. Well, at 18, I suppose you would be Gallagher, but we were 2 seats away from each other. We're fine. It was just, I don't know. I never thought it was weird until just.
Well, now, I have a question.
Welcome to our world.
I have another question. When you were watching these pornographic films at the movie theater, were you merely loading your Spank Bank's account?
Basically.
You weren't.
I do remember using the movie later on that evening.
Okay.
Right.
That's terrible.
No, not in the theater. I mean, we weren't weirdos.
Yeah, gentlemen.
We were just young American.
Oh, I wouldn't have been able to touch anything or sit anywhere.
Well, yeah, but you're kind of a germaphobe thing.
No, it's not just that. It's a spermaphobe.
I get that, though. I do.
He eats his hot dogs from the middle. Am I right? Godwin, did you ever do this?
No.
Go to a porn theater?
Chase?
Playboy in the forest.
Yeah, I think I did.
I've been in a former porn.
Yeah,
well, you're a performer.
That doesn't count. I've been in a lot of former, lots of things.
You say you were a performer?
No.
You went to a former.
I thought you said performer.
Are you on videotape anywhere in the world? Are you on video? Is there a video of you and a woman?
Flagrant delecto?
There was.
Oh.
I'm sure it's all clean.
I'm sure she deleted it.
No, I did.
Okay, you erased it? Mm-hmm. Do you regret having erased it?
Tom, you want to tell him the story about deleting things from a computer?
No, it was on VHS.
Wow.
Oh, well, in that case. So you just burn the tape?
I destroyed it, yes.
there's a place that does a
You're
great...
You're not going to be arrested, Ace. You can have a conversation. It's okay.
There's a place that will take your old VHS and digitize them for you. I wonder, do they get a lot of those, do you suppose?
They must.
Yeah.
Do they do them?
Those because there are those houses that we've talked about on the air that you can send them your Super 8s from your mom and dad.
Right.
You can send them VHS videos or whatever.
Oh, not having sex, though.
Well.
Super 8s of the mom and dad.
Oh, no, no, no.
Just shit. Like regular at a barbecue,
come on, this
right?
is a family week.
I would imagine that they get those.
Yeah, I bet they do.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, you know, mom and dad did have sex to have you. You know that, right?
That's
that maybe
right.
that was the homemade tape.
That's the first, not mine. We were all adopted, Andrew.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. No, yeah.
Your birth parents were. The point is, Pornhub, once again, was it $299?
Yep, for a lifetime membership to their page.
But I brought it up because someone did some research here. I was wondering what the stats were with respect to the holidays at Pornhub. It would appear that their usage declines on Thanksgiving, then goes way up the next day.
Ah.
Okay, but we were talking primarily about that the day up.
Yeah, the day up. And I guess there actually is an hourly. You can go and find hourly stats.
Yeah.
So there you go. Well,
that's really being curious about your porn is looking up the hourly stats of who's viewing what.
No, it's just kind of interesting. I mean, Pornhub on a regular basis will do press releases with respect to, for example, the Super Bowl. Their usage goes up during halftime, and then after the game, the home teams.
Yeah, whether the losing city usually goes way up.
Yes, the losing city goes up quicker.
Yes, yes.
So the winning city, there's a delay for an actual
celebration.
Earthbound celebration.
That's not people's solution for having a bad day. I'm just going to go cruise porn.
Yeah.
I've got my new membership.
Is Pornhub a public company?
I have no idea.
I wonder why they put all this out. Just for the press, I guess. But
yeah, they get lots of press.
They're
all
selling
the time.
$299 subscriptions.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
It's a lifetime.
Yeah. I mean, how much porn can you use, though? Seriously.
Well, Mark.
Hey, I've been singing for a long time. I'm right with you, Josh Arnold. But, you know, there comes, after 8 or 9 hours, it's like, I've got to go do something else. Seriously. It's 9 o'clock at night. I got to go. Let's eat. I haven't eaten all day.
There's a fairly humorous meme out there now that says, when does Pornhub 2 come out? I finished the first one. Probably accurate for...
Okay, now let's get back to the news with Christy Lee. Christy.
Todd Phillips is disputing rumors that a Joker sequel's in development. The Hollywood Reporter initially published claims that Phillips and actor Joaquin Phoenix were going to work together on another Joker film. In an IndieWire exclusive, Phillips said the Hollywood Reporter's writer, quote, jumped the gun.
Which or put two and two happen. Together. The first movie's made $1 billion.
Right.
Follow the money.
He clarified there's no deal in place for a sequel.
There will be.
Do they have to make it, though?
What do you mean?
Does Todd Phillips have to be
part of
it?
No, he does not have to direct.
No, certainly not.
Unless he signed a multi-picture contract, but I doubt that was the case.
Okay, well, I'm sure he doesn't hate making money.
Sure.
No.
Okay, well, more superhero movies, thank God.
North Korea held what is being called the Footwear Expo in their capital last month.
Yes, I love this.
Attracting as many as 20,000 visitors in a day, according to Pro Pyongyang Paper in Japan.
That is Sun Yum Paper, I tell you.
Paper.
The Shoshan Shinbo reported that Kim Jong-un regime held the expo October 18th through the 24th at a department store adjacent to Pyongyang Station.
Pyongyang.
20,000.
Pyongyang?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Pyongyang?
Pyongyang.
Pyongyang.
Josh used to live in South Korea.
Yeah.
So you know these things?
That's right.
Why would they?
What kind of, North Korean footwear?
Oh, it's beautiful.
They're like high-heeled.
Sandals. They're sandals, Josh.
Oh, they're gorgeous, gorgeous.
I thought everybody wore the same.
Stiletto-heeled combat boots?
That's right, yep.
I thought everybody wore the same shoes in North Korea.
Yeah, mostly they don't. In the rice paddies.
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
No kidding. It's real cold up there, though, right?
Yeah, no, they have footwear, yes, of course.
Is this athletic shoes? They can run from the bullets?
Oh, yeah, none of them are mine proof, I'll tell you that.
Gosh. Why did we bring this up? You can blame me on this one.
It's a happy Friday.
Chick, you're a shoe guy.
Yeah.
Why don't you get yourself a pair of North Korean shoes?
Maybe I should. Yeah. I'd have to get a look at them first.
Do they export those?
I like a sneaker. Nothing?
Okay. You can go back to sleep.
Back to you. Yeah, I'm the one sleeping.
Christy Lee, you promised we were going to learn a little bit of history today. Is that correct?
Well, we got to get Leonard in here. I don't know if he's...
Okay.
Have you seen him?
Time now for today
in history.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you,
Leonard. Leonard. On this date, November 22nd, 1718. Going way back.
Wait a second. Why are you upset that we're going back? It's history.
I didn't say that. I just said we're going way back.
1718.
He's the one that said something.
I just laughed. I thought we're supposed to laugh. Did we change the mission statement?
Why are you yelling at us?
Do we need to adjust our mission statement?
I stand corrected.
Thank you. Go ahead.
November
22nd,
1718.
Yes,
well, that's way back.
Oh, wow.
We are going way
back.
They didn't have the internet or anything.
Blackbeard was killed off North Carolina in a battle with the British Navy. Boy, they're still looking for his ship, aren't they? Did they ever find that?
I don't know anything about Blackbeard and his
ships. I thought he had a more of an auburn beard.
No, it was black. It was coal black.
Black with auburn. Coal black.
You got to be.
We've got the expert with it.
What's cool?
I mean, everybody remembers him by his name, and you've heard of Blackbeard, right?
Yeah, of course, yeah, but I don't know anything about his ships.
And there's Redbeard, the famous DJ. Really? There's a guy named Redbeard.
There is?
In Dallas.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well known in the industry, sorry. Okay, here's the story. This guy's name was...
Not well enough, apparently. Not one person knew who that was.
Edward Teach, also known as Blackbeard, killed off North Carolina's Outer Banks.
Eddie T.
it's a pretty ugly story, but... Yeah, there you go.
So he deserved to be killed.
Yeah, he was not a pleasant fella.
Gotcha.
Wasn't
he a pirate?
He was a pirate. He was a vicious pirate.
There are good pirates out there.
No. Yeah.
No,
good
there aren't.
Pirates.
They're not.
Are you a good pirate?
You're misunderstanding the definition.
Some sober pirates.
Some things deserve to be stolen from other people.
That's right. Get robbed from Robin
Hood pirate?
Mr. Teach became the most infamous pirate of his day, winning the popular name Blackbeard for his long, dark beard.
Ah.
Which,
With Auburn highlights?
Stand by. Hold it.
Which really wasn't black, what?
No, all bets are off. Famous for his long, dark beard, which he was said to light on fire during battles to intimidate his enemies.
Yes.
Now that is a badass.
Yeah. That's a badass.
Whoa!
He would soak it in fatback, chick.
How long can you do that before...
It burns all the way up.
Yeah.
He would literally put... animal fat in his beard and would burn slow, and it wouldn't burn him all the way to the face.
Is that the trick?
Yes.
It's a timing.
It's like putting a candle in there.
Yikes.
It burns slow.
Yeah, but the heat from...
That would be super scary.
Yeah, though. Seeing him taking a swan
over the
edge.
So did he have to wait then sort of between battles? Like, hey, we can't go attack those guys.
I got a ball patch in my cheek.
I can't get my beard lit. Hang on a second.
Hey, Chick, what do you say we light our beards on fire?
All right. Today would be the day for it, if you'd like.
That'll get us some hits.
That's a great idea.
Okay. Wow. I didn't know that about Blackbeard. Thank you, Christy. Good to know.
Sure.
Very exciting.
On this date, November 22nd, the date we all know, 1963, John F. Kennedy was assassinated by Lee Harvey Oswald in Dallas, Texas.
Misunderstood hero.
This is news to me.
What if I took that side?
You know what always bugged me?
If you want to start an Oswald society... The internet would be the place to do it.
It sure would.
It always kind of bugged me. Remember a few years ago they came out with a blender called the Magic Bullet?
Yes.
They did.
Yeah, it had the round top.
Did.
You pushed down on it.
They still have that.
I know, but the Magic Bullet was a phrase that became famous post-Warren Report.
Yeah, Jim Garrison.
That was the whole thing that had hit Connolly and... I don't know.
But then they had a thing about where the seats were positioned in that car.
Okay. There's a lot of that.
Okay.
No, it's
sad
fascinating.
Name. Now, we did have our Christmas tribute.
to
what?
JFK?
To JFK?
Yeah, remember there.
Well, it's on Thanksgiving.
There was Oswald and Sir Hans. Never mind. We'll just forget that.
November 22nd, 1968, Captain Kirk and Uhura kiss on Star Trek, making it the first interracial kiss on television.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Tough day for racist nerds.
Y'all, you're right.
Wow.
They wanted to see it happen, but they didn't.
Yeah, if you're like a racist nerd, and there's no... Can you imagine if they had had Twitter then, how ballistic the internet would have gone with all these nerds?
What a sexy affront to God that is.
I feel bad for their alien children.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.